No matter where we look today in the world or in the church, it seems that there is seldom any good news. The brutal and unjust war in Ukraine has for the moment captured the world's attention, but it is only one of countless grave injustices that are constantly unfolding somewhere on the globe. Politics, journalism, and university life in the West have become a bad, woke joke. China, with nearly 1 in 5 people alive on Earth today, is an aggressive, totalitarian, surveillance state which treats its citizens like chattel slaves. And yet, for reasons passing understanding, the Holy See has made peace with the Chinese Communist Party at the cost of religious liberty for the almost 1.5 billion souls in that ancient nation. In the United States, we can't seem anymore to teach children to read and write, but our government schools stand ready to help preteens in the futile and self-destructive effort to change their sexual identity, or to assist teenagers in getting an abortion without their parents' knowledge or consent. Most forms of entertainment are toxic waste for the soul, while the internet and social media, which might have been the greatest step forward in advancing knowledge since the printing press, have instead become morbidly efficient means of delivering pornography and poisonous gossip. And the church, which is meant to be a beacon to the nations, bearing witness to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, is lost in a miasma of intellectual incoherence and moral corruption, from the highest clerical ranks to the lowest. In truth, there is bad news everywhere. But friends, there has been bad news everywhere from the beginning. And that is the result not of God's neglect of his children, but of man's fall from God's grace. A fall which came when our first parents believed the first lie. A fall which the God of glory permitted, because to prevent it would have required him to destroy human freedom. To be free is to be able to misuse freedom. And that much we have done very well. But bad news is not all the news. And the good news of salvation, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is a light in the darkness for those with the eyes of faith to see. Last Sunday, we read from the book of Genesis about the covenant God made with Abram, a covenant begun in terrifying darkness and sealed with fire and blood. Today, we read from Exodus about the mission of Moses to lead the children of Abraham out of slavery in Egypt and into the freedom of the children of God. From a fire which burned to give light but not bring destruction, the living God revealed himself to Moses as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he taught Moses that this would be his name forever. But on close questioning from Moses, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob also revealed that his name is the most fundamental verb of existence. I am. But the living God is not just one being among other beings. He is not merely the first or greatest being among other existing things. No, the great I am is the very ground of all existence. And by his constant creative love, the true God who spoke to Moses is the one who brings into being this universe and everything in it. The living God is the designer and maker of all things, and he has revealed himself to us in our darkness through the covenants, the law, and the prophets. And above all, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob revealed himself to the entire human race in Jesus of Nazareth, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, also known as God the Son and the Father's eternal and omnipotent Word, who in the fullness of time took flesh of the Virgin Mary and was made man, to suffer with us and for us and at our hands. Christ died that we might live, and he rose to reveal the glory for which are destined all who have been made a new creation in him by grace through faith. Friends, this is the good news, which must always sustain us when all other news is bad, including the worst news of all, that we are all recidivists, sinners, who return again and again to the slavery of our sins. You see, the darkness is not merely in the world or in other people. It is within us, within each and every one of us. The darkness of sin and rebellion lives in every human heart. And it is that darkness, as St. Paul explains in today's second lesson, which led the children of Israel back into the slavery of sin, even as they fled free from Egypt with Moses leading them and the mighty deeds of the Lord still in their midst. But as the Savior teaches in today's gospel, the Lord is kind and merciful. Over and over again, his mercy is offered to all, in the hope that at the last we will turn toward him and his love and live in the light of the truth. The psalmist sang of this same saving truth when he wrote, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being, bless his holy name. The Lord pardons all your iniquities, heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction, crowns you with kindness and compassion. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness." But even though the Lord is kind and merciful, there will still come for each of us a day of reckoning, just as with the patient gardener and his unfruitful tree. And so we should never presume on the mercy of God, and should instead, today and every day, hear and heed the solemn warning of the Lord Jesus. If you do not repent, you will all perish. But thanks be to God, his mercy and loving kindness are always available in the Holy One of Israel, who is the risen Savior of the entire human race, and who constantly calls us to conversion and repentance. When we are lost in the darkness of our own sins, or are overburdened by the bad news of this broken world, we must remember that we have access to the divine fire, which reveals perfect love but does not destroy. We can draw near to the living God in the inspired word of Holy Scripture, in the service of those in need, and in the sacraments of the new and eternal covenant, especially by going to confession and by sharing in the Most Holy Eucharist. And all of this is possible only because, by grace through faith, we know the saving truth of the gospel, that Jesus Christ is Lord.